In the suburbs of Paris, police have arrested 5 people they believe aided another terror suspect, Richard Reed. He's the British citizen accused of trying to detonate bombs hidden inside his shoes while he was aboard a Paris-Miami flight last December.
Meanwhile, in Boston, where the flight was diverted and landed, a federal judge heard testimony today in Reed's case. Reed's lawyers want the judge to throw out as evidence statements he made to investigators at the time. They say Reed couldn't have consented to be interviewed because he had been sedated on the flight to restrain him. NPR's Tovia Smith was at the hearing today and joins us from the courthouse. Tovia, tell us how Reed's defense lawyers are making this argument.
Well, they say Richard Reed never clearly waived his Miranda rights to remain silent, and they say that even if he did, it wasn't valid because he was under the influence of the drugs that doctors and crew members gave him on the plane after they had tied him up and were trying to sedate him. Defense attorneys called a medical expert this afternoon who testified that one of the drugs that would have made Reed sleepy would have also had the side effect of a kind of rolling amnesia. That is, Reed would have been alert and aware of what was going on, but he would not have been able to create long-term or medium-term memory while under the influence of the drugs. So, for example, if he was read his Miranda rights at about 5 p.m., by 5:15, he may not remember that he'd been told he had the right to remain silent or to have an attorney present.
What are prosecutors saying in response to this argument by the defense?
Well, they say Reed made a statement around 1 o'clock saying, "I have nothing else to say," and that agents stopped questioning him then and left him alone. And they say it was only 4 hours later, after Reed had slept and spent time by himself, that they began a separate interrogation and read Reed his rights again. And they say Reed was more than willing to talk at that point. In fact, prosecutors say that Reed appeared to want to tell his story from the very beginning. Right off the bat, when he got off the plane, he asked where all the reporters were. And prosecutors say that even when he was talking to investigators, he made some decisions not to answer certain questions, for example, those about Osama bin Laden. So they argue that he did understand that he had the choice of whether or not to talk.
How important are these statements Reed is alleged to have made, and are they critical to the government's case?
Well, we don't know all of what Reed said, but prosecutors say that Reed told agents that he decided to target America after the U.S. began bombing the Taliban in Afghanistan, and that he thought an airplane attack during the holiday season would make Americans afraid to travel and that that would hurt the economy. But the alleged confession may not be critical to the government's case because there's so much other evidence against Richard Reed. There's the working bomb that they found in his shoes. There's the flight attendant who saw him trying to light it. There's an email that Reed allegedly sent to his mother just days before the incident that was describing his mission as part of the war between Islam and disbelief. So in the end, the alleged confession may add flavor to the case, but the case may not depend on it.
So it's fair to say that Reed's defense is facing an uphill battle.
It does look that way, though I should say defense attorneys did win a minor victory yesterday. The judge threw out 1 of 9 counts against Reed. It was the only one brought under the USA Patriot Act, which was the anti-terrorism legislation that was passed after September 11th. And that was the charge of attempting to wreck a mass transportation vehicle. The judge said that that law did not apply to airplanes. But there are 8 other charges against Reed remaining. 5 of them carry life in prison. So in the end, that may not have been such a real victory.
Thanks very much, Tovia.
Thank you.
NPR's Tovia Smith outside the federal courthouse in Boston, where Richard Reed had a pretrial hearing today.